The private bus service Bridge says it wants to try and fill the gap left behind when the TN's late-night weekend service next month. WBUR's Anindya Nwemeka reports on the T's decision.
The move to end late-night service was swift, but not unexpected. With no discussion, the T's control board voted unanimously to end the weekend service, claiming it was just too expensive. They then quickly moved on to other agenda items. Some at the PACT meeting wanted the service to stay in place. Charlie Tikotsky of the advocacy group Transportation for Massachusetts says public transportation isn't just about dollars and cents.
There's other benefits to society that you get from increased transit service, like, you know, fewer people driving drunk, and benefits to the economy, benefits to the environment.
David Senatilica of Malden says the T did a poor job of marketing late-night service, and rather than cut it, should actually expand it.
And I think to truly be a world-class city, we need world-class transit service. And I think that late-night service is, it's a public good, it's a public service, and I think you can't always measure it by profitability.
Other riders say late-night service benefits students and people who work late hours. But transit officials say the service wasn't cost-effective and cut down on maintenance hours. Transportation Secretary Stephanie Pollack.
I think what's clear is that late-night service, as it's been provided, the ridership just did not justify the investment that was being made.
Pollack says late-night service could possibly get another life through private partnerships, but that will depend on the T's budget. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Zeninjor Nwemeka.